The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the wake-up call line, and we have Jeff in Alpharetta waiting on us. Good morning, Jeff.
Jeff, you with us, buddy?
Jeff.
Hey, proud member of the Flam family.
Let's go. Let's go. I was worried you were going to say the nation, baby. Let's go.
No. Listen, I'm not a proud member of Squid Nation, but I will say that this morning I am calling in to back up a little bit of what our man Bo is saying here. Mike, as much as I love you, and I know you've got an audience to cater to and get people talking, counterfactuals are hard. And for those out there in Squid Nation, a counterfactual means, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. what matters in terms of, you know, should we have drafted this person? Should we have drafted that person? You know, like, let me go double down here on giving people, weird people, credit. But Jerry Jones, right, they asked him about Derrick Henry, and he's like, well, you know, he wouldn't have fit our scheme. That actually is the kind of thinking I think that matters, right? There's this assumption that had we drafted these edge rushers, they would have had the exact same production that they had where they landed now, right? But who knows? Like, all kinds of things could have happened between that time and this time. They could have had injuries here. They could have done poorly against our opponents. The only thing that matters looking back is the principles-based decision-making, right? Like, why did we draft Penix? And you either agreed with that or you didn't. And anything that happens after is that's how, you still go back to the decision and not what happens in the interim or after.
I think that's that is an absolute phenomenal phone call.
You know what, I
agree with everything you just said.
You know what I enjoy more than the fact that he went against his fearless leader? I really enjoy when someone does call in and you can hear cars driving in the background and like traffic flowing. Like, I don't know why, but that just, like, I thoroughly enjoy that people still listen on radio in their cars, you know, because I know there's so many other ways to listen to us, right? You can listen to the app and everything. Yeah. So when we get a call, I just thoroughly enjoy that. I enjoy the background noise. Not to an extent. I don't need too much.
Let's go to Ken on the south side. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, everybody. What's going on, Tiffany? Hey, this is the original Mike Mafia. Mike Mafia. Mike Mafia.
Oh, wow. Hey, that was the real voice. There you go.
That's me. I haven't been on in a while. But,
shout
but real
out.
Quick, I'm with Mike, man. This pass rush is, so anemic. It has me salivating and just dreaming and fantasizing of just somebody to come in and make something happen, man. I mean, it's kind of sad. I personally, when I re-looked and looked back at the game of the Saints, I mean, man, if we could have just got to Derek Carr, we know how he is when he's under pressure. I feel like that would have changed the whole game. And like Raheem said, we probably would not have to had to worry about a young Wade Koo. But I feel like, and I think everybody's on the same page, we're only going to go as far as our pass rush, because if we can't get these people off the field, then what's the point? Y'all have a good one.
Yeah,
Mike Murphy,
I got dude, that's so good.
Was that him that time?
Yeah, no, that was him.
Oh, that's
that's awesome.
I thought it was Dylan for some reason, because I just thought that you guys went in the back and made it. That Dylan, I didn't know that. That was
two great phone calls in the mafia right there.
Well, man, I played it the first time, but that last time we just hung up, that was all
that
him.
Was him. It sounded just like the
No, I mean, I thought you were the voice of Mike's Mafia originally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that it was Ken.
Yeah. Shout out, man. That's good stuff. And I love the phone call. I think he's spot on. We're going to go as far as that pass rush can get us.
Yes, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I just think pass rush
is necessary in the playoffs 10 times out of 10.
I don't disagree, and I think it's what's hurt. I think it was hurt us in the Super Bowl is that after Grady got all those sacks in the first half, he couldn't get home. We couldn't get home late. You just to win, but all that said, you got to capitalize on your opportunities when you get them, and we don't do it offensively. We don't do it defensively. We don't do it in the kicking game. You just can't win.
Let's go back to the lines. We've got Mike in Loganville. Good morning.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Yo, hey, Squid Nation all day, baby.
Yeah.
I was a nobody before I joined the Nation.
Hey, but listen, this is my take. I want to go off, sound off on what you guys had the heated debate on this morning. And Squid, I got to go against you, sir. Mm. Now, Tiff, I'm all with you.
Thank you.
I agree that because you make money don't mean you're any smarter than anybody else. And these are kids. Now, just what Kirby Smart said, it was dumb, but it's a teachable moment. Son, that's not what you do. So it's the same thing when they're getting in trouble and having these NIL deals with these car dealerships, and you're giving a 19-year-old, 20-year-old a Hellcat or a Demon or even a Lamborghini, right? Because Carson Beck looks a mess. He was mentally wiped out. Whenever he throws an interception, he looks so lost, right? He doesn't have anybody there to support him. Like our old tight end and our slot receiver, he doesn't have those things to pacify him. So now he has to make decisions and hope he's making the right one. But money doesn't make you smarter. So I totally disagree with you on that. Georgia has a problem, and they got to figure it out. That's all I got to say.
We appreciate the call, Mike.
Am I the only one when he said he dropped that line early in there? I thought I felt like Coach Armstrong for a second. You got to be smart.
No. Yeah, he did sound a little bit like Keith. I love it, man. Good call, though. Good calls all the way around. Shout out.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.